This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Kazem Khalil. His website is nodisinfo.com. Be sure and sign up for his email list, and you'll get you'll get a lot of information. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. Just a note from the chat room. Hastings' wife was the former speechwriter for Condoleezza Rice, and we know that Condoleezza Rice was certainly an interesting and unique individual. In fact, one time, didn't she refer to President Bush as her husband? I think they may have been having a relationship. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, they're both Jewish, the Hastings and his supposed wife, I guess. It's a suspicious situation. You know, immediately upon his fake death, she was arguing on the internet with people about his reputation in the Rolling Stones and all those articles, whatever. She was trying to contest his dissertation against McChrystal and how right he was.
Right. I mean, would you be doing that if your husband or your wife was just murdered or killed or dead?
No.
Heavens no. You'd be looking at the insurance papers or something.
Exactly. At least you'd be doing that. And she's a scam artist anyway, you know, being involved in the PNAC movement,
right.
The Condoleezza Rice movement, the war movement.
Right.
But this is how the Jews do it. They control the flow of information, and like you said, they control the arms industry. They control the politic. The White House, the Senate, the Congress, and then they control the terrorist organizations, which the B'nai B'rith and the Jewish Defense League, and of course the big one, the ADL, Abe Foxman and Company.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did with Boston, and then we'll get back to Asiana as an example, they let it out in March in the ADL's journal and on its internet, and the so-called, I think, Insight magazine, I believe that's the one that they claim is a Muslim magazine when it's really, I don't think I've got the name correct, it's really an ADL magazine, and then they put up somebody like Adam Gadan, who's really a Jewish guy, and make him look like a Muslim with a beard and all this.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did was they took on the pressure cooker bomb deal in March 2013 and basically laid the groundwork that somebody's going to go bomb something with a pressure cooker bomb. And so this was a sophisticated, multi-million dollar Zionist operation, Boston. They came up with the pressure cooker bomb claim. They had set aside the Tsarnaev brothers as patsies. The Tsarnaev brothers were not involved in the drill. They were not involved in the scam. They are not co-perpetrators. I want to make that very clear. The ADL had its patsies, and they chose them as the patsies. Okay. Now, what they did then was they got everybody off track on the, including myself, on the pressure cooker bomb. In fact, the ADL posted something on the site once I figured out that there weren't any bombs of any kind, and there were others who figured out long before I did. They said, come on, Dr. K, you were the one who said that that the Zionist Jews did this with the pressure cooker bomb, and that, you know, how come you couldn't be wrong about the Tsarnaev brothers, you know, and Tadashev? They really weren't killed. They're part of it, you know, this kind of stuff. So they wanted this pressure cooker bomb so they could do so that Rene Fielding, who's also apparently Jewish, could do the martial law experiment in Boston. That's why they said they had four more pressure cooker bombs and they were throwing them out the back door. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
How does a pressure cooker bomb explode by just throwing it out the back door?
Ridiculous. Nails and all this other stuff. It's ridiculous.
You got everybody off track on that.
We do have some callers. Would you like to take a...
Well, before we do questions? It, just sure. What happened was that they also then had everything in place to go after reloading. Remember, Laufenberg came right out immediately before he died and tried to put legislation in to prevent gunpowder from being sold in the United States.
Right.
So, anyway.
Right, yes. And then that didn't work real well, so now they came along with the Zimmerman-Martin operation.
That was their operation, and they did have a little teeny bit of success, but not much there. The racial thing died down. And then they came out with Asiana.
Mm-hmm.
It's theirs. And they tried Santa Monica, which we exposed completely as a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried it in L.A. They had a mini martial law, apparently, in L.A. on the basis of a couple of cops being shot that weren't shot.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. All righty, let's take Jim in Georgia. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon, sir.
I'm
a little teed off. My daughter had gone to the doctor Wednesday, 23rd, and he asked my daughter how many guns we have in the home and what type of guns.
What I business? Said it's none of his business.
Well, she didn't. You know, she told him.
Oh,
but
goodness.
As far as the doctor saying reloading, my dad died and left me I reload my own bullets, but I have my own reloading, so I don't have to go to the store and buy them. But what business is it of the doctor to ask my child what kind of guns I have?
You need to report him to, that's a criminal, who is this guy?
I won't get names on the, okay. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
But, you know, why shouldn't he be reported to the board?
Why are they doing this?
Well, they ask all kinds of personal questions.
Yeah, that's right. He can't do that. I don't believe that the board has told them you need to ask them about guns. Maybe they are. Maybe there's a scam going on. I haven't heard of it.
Well, I asked my daughter why she had told him. She goes, well, Dad, I tell him, you know, my personal things. And I just said, well, that's not... Don't you ever do that, and kind of hurt her feelings. I said, don't you ever tell him anything that goes on in this house.
That's
none of your business.
Right. It's none of his business, anything that goes on in your house. Nothing. What kind of medications are you taking so that he can prevent her from dying from an interaction, if he would?
Right. Well, I just want you to know what's going on. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Well, we cannot put it past the medical board that they're being instructed to start to look for this.
Oh, of course. They ask all kinds of personal questions, like, do you feel safe in your own home? Is your spouse abusing you? All kinds of stupid things.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, let's take Buthana from Pennsylvania. Buthana, welcome.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, honey? Fine. Diane, few points about what your guest was saying about Saddam Hussein. I think your guests have some kind of feeling pro the Iranian regime in Iran or pro the Islamic Iranian regime in Iran. So definitely people have that feeling, they will have really, really bad hatred against all the Arab national figure in the Arab world, if it's Saddam Hussein or Muammar al-Qaddafi or Jamal Abdel Nasser. So I imagine what he was saying about Saddam Hussein, a CIA, we give him 10,000. Well, you know, all Iraqis know that's not true. And I don't think he knows too much about the history of Iraq. I don't know if he was in Iraq during 1980s when the Iranian forces took 3-4 border cities, and they start bombarding the Iraqi city from April 1980, and we caught this famous air pilot called Bouchard, and he was a prisoner till 2003. So I don't think he has anything to be asked about the history of Iraq. One more thing about Kissinger shuttling. He knows that Kissinger shuttling was to give Iranian weapons, not to give Iraqi. And the great testimony as that is the
Hold on, folks. We are going to a break. Bethany, you're welcome to stay over the break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. K. His website is nodisinfo.com. Be sure and sign up for his email list. And we had Buthena from Pennsylvania. And you were making some points.
Thank Dana? You. Yes, Diane. I just want to emphasize that the Iranian regime, the Islamic Iranian regime, or any Islamic organization, organization to control over a country, it should be and must be supported by U.S. and what he called them Zionist entity. We know who is Khomeini. We know what's his connection with BP. So it's not a new thing to us. I just want to emphasize about the weapon. He can go and read about the Iran Gate scandal or the big airplane of weapons that fall on the Argentinian land and was heading to Iran. I mean, that's more than obvious. One more thing, Diane. Look, all those who are pro-Islamic think, those people, they hate a lot all the national socialist figure, like Muammar al-Qaddafi, Hawari Boumediene, Saddam Hussein, Jamal Abdel Nasser, and try to demonize them and try to defame them. Oh, they came from Jewish origin. Oh, they are operative for the CIA. If Saddam Hussein was a good operative for the CIA, he will not had been executed so hideously. They will have let him go and live in exile, just like what they did with Shah of Iran. So please, Diana, you and your audience, this gentleman, with due respect to him, he is not a source for information. I would like to ask him, what do you think of Maliki, who was in charge more than 7 years in Iraq, and the bloodbath in Iraq is escalating? We have millions of the militia that they put in the so-called security forces, and you can hear every day there is atom bombs in Baghdad. It's 100 people get killed just a few days ago. What do you think
hold
about
on a second now. Your name is Bethina?
Yes.
Who's saying it?
Are you Jewish?
No, course not.
Because there has to be some motivation for you to tell outright lies here.
I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. I'm a Muslim. I'm an Arab. I'm from southern of Iraq. You know these. Now you're defaming me. I am Jewish because I not support Iran, or because I know those. Every
well, why are you lying? Why are you telling? Why are you telling these
just
lies?
Just a minute. Do you know who supports the Brotherhood in Egypt now? Who give them money? You can turn on any Egyptian TV, and they will tell you Obama is a terrorist because he's supporting the Egyptian Brotherhood.
Well, you know, you can go on and on.
I'm sorry, sir.
You're not telling the truth. That's the problem.
You have to go and read history. You're trying to prove that every Islamic regime, like the regime of Iran, have you been in Iran and have seen how they prosecute the Arabs?
You've got a lot of protesting. There's a lot of protesting coming from you.
Okay, let's give Dr. K a chance to respond here, but. It'd be best not to call people a liar.
The serious question is, why are you spreading lies?
No.
Colonel Walter P. Lang, I'm going to just tell you, intelligence officer from the CIA, we were desperate to make sure Iraq did not lose to Iran. I don't even need to go into this. This is all well known. We didn't care about using gas on the battlefield. We assisted the Iraqis in that. We didn't care. It was not even an issue. We were terrified because we did not want them to lose.
Have you seen when the Iranian forces come in flux, at least quarter of a million every attack on the border?
Who started the war? We already know who started the war. I mean, there's no use in discussing this with you.
Folks, you're never going to reach a consensus here. You're on two opposing sides, and I don't think that... that this is getting us anywhere.
Not at all.
And definitely you have two opposing views here. So I thank you very much, Bethany, for your phone
call.
Thank
you, honey. Thank you, Diane. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Craig in Ontario. Craig, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Thanks for taking my call. Dr. K, just a quick question, if you can clarify something for me.
Sure.
Do you also go by the name Dr. Cass Egram?
Yeah.
So why would you use two names?
I'm an author of 30 books. You ever hear of Mark Twain or any other nom de plume, Stephen King? This is common for authors. So this is just what it is. I went back to the original roots of the Ellis Island name to a different use when I'm speaking of the international stuff. And my international books as well, and international website. So
when you're on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
when you're on RPM, you go by Dr. K, but elsewhere you go by Dr. Cassie Grum. Is that correct?
Well, that's the original name that was given to me on Ellis Island through, you know, through my parents. But it comes from Arabic, so for this type of stuff, I just went back to the Khalil name, you know, the Qasim name, which is the first.
Oh, so you don't use the Cass Egram name anymore?
No, I mean, if that's still on my books, if I'm interviewed on the nutrition and stuff, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, that's all I wanted to ask. Thank you, Deanna, for your time.
What it is.
Thank you, Craig. Okay,
Common authors. Yeah.
You said that somebody gave your parents that name at Ellis
Island? Well, you know, it happened to the Jews, the Muslims, whoever, Muslims, Christians, who had names that needed to be anglicized from their point of view.
Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't give out names at Ellis Island. The names were given in the country of departure, and when the people came through Ellis Island, certainly the officials there could not speak the language, but they did not reassign them a name. If somebody changed their name after Ellis Island, that was what they did, but it was not done at Ellis Island.
Well, that may be, but it was changed. I don't believe, as when I talked to my grandfather, it wasn't his idea. Anyway, whatever it is, it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
The name was changed. It was changed in 1905, and the name is a name. I don't know what else
okay.
to tell you. It's, look, if you pick up a novel, you don't know who the author is.
Well, I would never pick up a novel.
Yeah, they changed the name.
Okay. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna and Dr. K.
Hi.
What a provocative conversation this morning.
Go ahead, yeah.
Well, the first caller and the second caller, well, they were talking about some of the Fifth Amendment rights going into doctors. It's my understanding that doctors actually receive a fiduciary reward, SPIF, payment, whatever you want to call it, from the DHHS for providing these privacy right issues, which they're violating horrendously. And knowledgeable, informed Americans would claim and invoke their Fifth Amendment protections as conscientious objectors to providing their private intelligence on their families if they don't have medical implications on their actual treatment they're seeking to be looked after for.
Well, this is it. What more can you say?
If I can go along on a couple of other areas you've addressed, I certainly, like you, concurred from first-hand observation from the videos on the screen that the Asiana air crash did not align with the storyline that they were claiming occurred, according to what I've observed through my fairly extensive lifetime of watching accidents.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we are going to a quick break. We will be right back. And, Chris, feel free to stay on over the break. We'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today is Dr. K. His website is nodisinfo.com. And we had Chris on the phone. And Chris, you just admitted that you were really old. Or was that, did I misinterpret that?
He's experienced.
60, heavily experienced. That's true.
I'm teasing you.
More importantly, I wanted to agree with Dr. Kay's observation. As a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement officer, I found it strikingly shocking that the breadth of this conspiracy of the Hastings to create the disappearance by vaporization by cremation in a very hurried fashion to get rid of the evidence so they couldn't verify who actually was or was not behind the wheel when the car was blown up, not crashed, along with the other co-conspirators on the ground, because it had to involve the whole police and fire departments of the whole town where it happened, to be my estimation.
Well, when you look very carefully at that Mercedes, you can see that it was a staged event. It's even going a step farther than that, because the engine was found 220 feet away. And when you impact a car, the engine is compressed into the car. It doesn't eject. And even if there was a bomb, there's no bomb in the universe that will take an engine and the drivetrain and translocate it 210 feet away and have it land exactly on the edge of the curb.
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
The drivetrain was cut at a 90-degree angle in a very recent fashion by a like a saw, a metal saw. You can see
well, that certainly certainly concur. It stinks to high heaven. I'm like you. I thought, well, maybe a low-level nuke underneath the hood might blow it that far. From my experience, it's pretty extensive.
But there's no reason to kill Hastings. See, that's the thing. He didn't. He was not a threat to. He was a lover of Obama in many ways. Even though he came out against him, he was pro democracy. He tried to help get Obama elected. I mean, it's just what for, you know.
Oh, I totally agree. I think it was just a ruse to give him a pretense to evaporate and disappear and claim that he no longer found.
See, this is the problem that we have. Everybody's got information that they put out, and even just fabricating the information on purpose. I mean, we just heard a call. There's no question whatsoever, anytime, anywhere, any place, that the gas that was used to poison both Iraqis and Iranians.
I think we ought to drop that, Dr. K. I really do.
Well, no, it's poison gas? Drop poison gas?
No.
Why?
You know what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, you mean back and forth. But that's an important issue, because that is a very gruesome death, and I'm diametrically opposed against that. But go ahead, Chris. Yeah.
Well, my observation is you can go all the way back to Kennedy and beyond. Just about every major event has occurred since then of any significance have all been contrived government state-sponsored terrorism masked as a lone wolf assassination or something else, whether it's Janet Reno and Waco, and including, of course, the thief in chief's Justice Department.
Well, it was unbelievable in Waco that pumped that gas inside that building and set that on fire and said it was Armageddon Christians. It was horrifying. And they had everyone convinced.
Absolutely. 911, Oklahoma City, Aurora, Colorado, Tucson, Arizona. These are all CIA co-ops, intel operations, or Mossad or Mossadamites or some other COINTELPRO group, whether they're private contractors, Mossad contractors, CIA contractors, I repeat myself. It's all a mere ruse to confuse, to obfuscate the lines of responsibility to who actually did it, and we know who did it.
Isn't that the truth?
Indeed.
Thank you so much for letting me share with you, Dr. K, and you, especially Deanna, and God bless RBN of the truth.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. All righty, let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Dr. K, I wish you had a three-hour program on Republic yourself.
I've got one today.
But it's only 2 hours.
I mean every day.
Oh, well, we'll see. I'll talk to Mr. Adams, but go ahead, yeah.
Oh, are you on Rick tonight?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Tomorrow night, okay.
God willing.
That's why Friday is known as Thank God It's Friday with Republic, because Dr. K's on.
Okay.
Yeah, we go for it, but anything that you've seen. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, anything that you wanted to add, Fred.
Yeah, you know, the lady who called in from Pennsylvania, who was attacking me.
We have dropped that subject.
Okay, I know. But
she was a former guest, and just like I don't bash other RBN hosts, I don't bash guests. It's inappropriate
bashing.
And unkind.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, Deanna.
Fred, did you have a question for Dr. K?
Well, okay, comment. But all right. First, I wanted to read this about, Albert Einstein in 1947. He made an open letter recommendation to the United Nations that all national governments be destroyed to make way for a one-world government run by the UN. I'd never heard that about Ashkenazi Jew Albert Einstein until I read Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan.
Not a surprise.
And then, in 1955, the Israeli government conducts a series of clandestine terrorist bombings of a number of American facilities in Cairo. of course, then we remember the USS Liberty. So, and then a book is cited called Prophets of War, that's supposed to chronicle, I don't have it, but Hitchcock in his book Synagogue of Satan, he cites that as
I've got that book. You can get it as a PDF file if you look for it online.
This is a very good point about the, you know, the going in and bombing facilities in the Middle East as a nationalist terrorist group, as an Islamic terrorist group, as a whatever, and then it turns out to be orchestrated from Tel Aviv. It's routine,
and then,
absolutely routine.
And then President John Kennedy, now I want to read this because I don't want to mess up, says, probably the primary reason of Kennedy's assassination is the fact that he, President Kennedy, demanded that Israeli Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion not pursue a nuclear weapons program. And President Kennedy adamantly opposed it. And then this Israeli newspaper, Haaretz, February 5, 1999, was reviewing Avner Cohen's book, Israel and the Bomb, wherein he states, the murder of President John F. Kennedy brought to an abrupt end the massive pressure being applied by the U.S. administration on the government of Israel to discontinue its nuclear weapons program.
And right, now he was against, he went against two prime ministers.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Correct. Yeah, no, he was taken out by Tel Aviv. There's no question about it. They used the mob as an asset. Kennedy was a threat to the Federal Reserve System, too, so he had to be murdered. And that's
sure.
why you see Bobby Kennedy was finished off.
And the best book that talks about this is Michael Collins Piper's Final Judgment.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, Michael's
and you have
great.
You have the issue of implicating a Palestinian, so they co-opted the plot. And here it was the Israeli Jews who took who murdered the president and his brother.
Right.
But again, with the mob assets, you'd never see it. You know?
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, Dr. K, I look forward to the day when you and Michael Collins Piper can share a program together. That would be really cool.
And
you could share some of your spice secrets, too. Right?
Yeah.
Despite longevity.
Yeah. No. I'd be happy to share it all. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
All righty.
Well,
thank you,
brother.
Oh,
thank you
very much, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Albert in New York. Albert, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Dr. K?
Hi.
How you doing? Yes, about the Hastings crash, I'd like to say that you're absolutely right. There's no way that engine flew that far. And if you look at the photographs of the engine, it looks like it was literally laid there on the side of the curve. And I know Mercedes-Benz, my cousin owns one, and they are one of the most well-engineered automobiles in the world today. They're the premier car that are made to go 150 miles an hour and take an impact of a crash. So when you look at that photograph, you can see that engine looks like, it almost looks like it was just laid there.
It was.
On the back of a pickup.
Very well said. There's no way it's going to be compacted from impact, not ejected.
All right.
Very good. Thank you so
All
much,
righty.
Dr. Thank you, Diana. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Kay. His website is nodisinfo.com, and we do have an Albert on the phone from New York. Albert?
Hello, can you hear me?
This doesn't sound like Albert. Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Saddam Hussein was formed by Israel in 1981 and the Osirak Reactor.
I couldn't quite hear.
I couldn't either. I'm not sure what this is about. Okay, this might be a prank, but so we'll cut her loose, okay? We'll cut Albert or whoever it is loose. All righty. Let's get back to the Zimmerman-Martin operation.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, Lord. We're just trying to create a race war that doesn't even exist. And
but, you know, there have been some parades and riots and all that kind of thing. I guess my opinion of this whole thing is that they politicized this, of course.
Yeah.
But if I were the president of the United States, which would never happen, I would have said, okay, this could really work itself into something. Let's unify. Let's not allow this terrible tragedy to divide us. And I would have promoted unity. And he has done nothing but promote disunity. And I think, okay, well, maybe that's the reason they installed him.
Well, for sure. It just is a robot, right?
Sure.
But I've been This is this is the same inanity of the Snowden, Hastings, complete diversionary manipulation, psyop, psychobabble. Whatever happened, happened, or whatever didn't happen. I haven't even had a chance to analyze it. The whole thing stinks like a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even believe anything about the Trayvon Zimmerman. I don't believe a word of it. I will write it up. I haven't had a chance, you know?
Right. Well, it's very interesting, too, that just within a few days after Zimmerman is found not guilty, that he's a hero and that he saved somebody from a car accident, a rollover, apparently. It's just amazing. That he's just seems to be in the right place.
I do not think Zimmerman.
Time.
Yeah, I don't think Zimmerman murdered that young guy, but that's just my gut feeling. I may be wrong. I haven't had a chance to really look at it. The whole thing is a wretched false flag. That's all I see. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many other murders, particularly here in the Chicago area, and of course, I think a lot of it is black on black crime. So it's just very interesting. And of course, we went through the whole scenario with the court. I think they had it on TV. And it reminded me of O.J. Simpson. And
it's very
that
similar.
Whole court thing.
Yeah, very similar. See, this is the thing. Finally, with the internet, with the private bloggers, we're starting to get a different view of things. Whereas the moon landing happened, right? No.
Yeah, right.
the lone gunman, no. But it took years and decades. Now, immediately, we can see through these scams with proper analysis and find out that the whole thing is a hoax. And what happened when Sandy Hoax was brought down? It brought down the regime to a degree. They did not fully achieve the gun control. So I say expose them and systematically expose them some more for what they are, liars, cheats, and frauds.
But
that's all we can do.
Was there another motive, another objective with Sandy Hook, with the Sandy Hook thing?
More that same control, you know, that manipulation, the militarization of everything from the schools to the streets to the buses. And it's that same Zionist world order junk, you know.
Right, because I think it had to be more than just gun control.
It is more than gun control. But immediately they went to the UN, you know, with Veronique Posner. It's a Rothschild, Rockefeller, CFR hoax. So, yeah, sure, it was bigger than that.
Sure. Huh. All righty. What other hoaxes?
But they really wanted to use this as the premise to get down the guns. I mean, that was the obvious and needed movement, as they did in Russia. How many Christians were slaughtered there? I don't think anybody knows so many. I mean, they took out the royal family there, and then they went around killing everybody else. And the Muslims lost millions as well, for nothing.
Right.
They had no weapons. They didn't even have a butcher knife to fight back with.
Exactly.
They were finished.
Yes. Of course, if you read Solzhenitsyn, then you recognize that they really did not have any weapons. They were just totally vulnerable. And it's kind of amazing when you look at the numbers. Even in China, when I was in China in 2007, the Chinese tour guide said, well, actually, there are only really 200 communists that control the whole country.
You see, that country's controlled by the multi-trillionaire wealthy Rockefeller and Rothschild, Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
The various other groups who used Kissinger and Nixon, particularly Kissinger, as the mechanism to move China into the position it is now. If we are upset with China, we need to be upset with the Zionists because they are the ones who set China up to be what it is today.
Oh, absolutely.
The Israeli entity sold them the secrets to the weapons. Or I don't know how they gave them. They must have sold them to them.
Right. And, of course, that was all set up before World War II ended with selling out the Chinese people
to
the communists.
But that's a very good point that only 200 individuals run the show.
Yeah.
And that's true. Yeah.
Right. And it was very interesting talking with him. And he was talking about the abortion situation there. And he was married. And anyway, I had a nice private conversation with him. And
it's nice to talk to somebody that shoots it straight.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very interesting. Very interesting trip.
I mean, and we're going to shoot it straight from now on any of these hoaxes. We'll undermine them, we'll prove them, and we'll even go after the individuals who assist in it. You know?
And have you done that? I mean, how do you plan on doing that? How can you? I mean, to name the names. Now you've indicated the actors and that were involved, and.
We just keep exposing them as fraudsters, hucksters, scam artists, and scoundrels.
Yeah.
I mean, the legal system is a nightmare. The political system, another one. I mean, maybe we can get a few more decent Americans into Congress and Senate and have them stir it up a little bit, too, we hope. But
well,
I don't count on that. You know. So.
I don't know. It seems like people who make it to Congress, you've got to first make it through your local political apparatus.
Yeah, that's
and that is almost impossible to do. I mean, just even in your own precinct, you have got to be playing ball in your own precinct or you're out because the local level politicians are just as bad as the ones in Washington.
Oh, they're rotten. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they make everybody sell their soul to be part of it.
Right. So I don't know whether the political system is the way to go.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt to fight in every level you can. It seems to me that the important thing is that we do our duty to our God, which is to stand up and speak out. And
okay.
Whatever level you do it at, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I have the distinction of being kicked out as a precinct chairperson by the top leaders in the this has been some years ago in the Republican Party because I had the audacity to question 9/11 and to question some of the political votes of the people in office in Washington.
Did you?
I got this nasty letter and I mean they just ran me out of that office and it was I think
they are quite diabolical,
honor.
You know.
Yeah.
They are diabolical. There's no question about that.
It's like communism. But, I mean, they're just tattling on each other.
That's why I say I don't waste much time anymore on, this, you know, even the so-called courts. Why waste your time?
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Dr. K, for being on the program. We've run out of time, and I appreciate you being here with me today.
You betcha. It's great to talk to you again.
Bye-bye.